Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent of me.
On Friday, November 20th at 7 p.m., come on down to Horse Records on East Hastings for Morning Coo's release party for her debut album, Baby Blue, featuring special performances by Tough Customer and Number 213. Tickets are by donation, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center. Check out Morning Coo on Facebook for more information.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in now to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting on the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. This is Femme Concept, and my name is Eleanor, one of the hosts. And it is a very beautiful Friday afternoon right now. So nice and sunny out, but very, very cold. Hopefully, if you get outside to enjoy the sunshine, you have warm clothes. It's an important day today here on the show, as well as in Vancouver and at UBC and internationally, because today, November 20th, is the Transgender Day of Remembrance, and that is an event that has been happening for 16 years now, I believe. And the Transgender Day of Awareness is a day to honor and remember all of the trans men and women and gender nonconforming folks who have been subject to violence and who have lost their lives due to the violence that is propagated against them as trans individuals. So to give respect to this day and to recognize that, we are going to be playing music from trans men and women and gender nonconforming folks on the show today. And we will also be talking a little bit about events happening at UBC and in Vancouver and places you can go pay your respects. So the song that we started off with was the track called I'll Be a Ghost for You by the artist Ray Spoon. They are a Canadian artist currently based out of Montreal. Grew up in Calgary, so not too far from here. And that track was off of the 2008 album Superior, You Are Inferior, all one word. Really, really nice track. If you like that, I'd also encourage you to go look up a song called Stand By Your Trans, which is a duet between Ray Spoon and Alicia Lim. Sorry, so you can check that out. The music video for I'll Be a Ghost for You is also really quite beautiful. Goes along with the country folk-y vibes of that song. All right, I'm going to play another track for you now. This one is by Anthony and the Johnsons, and it is called Another World off of their EP Another World that also came out back in 2008. All right, enjoy.
I need another place. Will there be peace? I need another world. This one's nearly gone. Still have too many dreams. Never seen the light. I need another world, a place where I can go. I'm gonna miss the sea. I'm gonna miss the snow. The things that grow, I'm gonna miss the trees, I'm gonna miss the the sound. I miss the animals. I'm gonna miss you all. I need another place. Will there be peace? I need another world. This one's nearly gone. I'm gonna miss the birds singing all their songs. I'm gonna miss the wind been kissing me so long.
That was Up the Queer Punks by Penguin, and Penguin are a queercore punk rock band from New York. That was off of the album Catastrophe. We're Not Kitten. Cat jokes all around. And that came out back in 2013. You are listening now to Femme Concept here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And today we are playing music by trans men, trans women, and gender nonconforming folks in honor of the International Trans Day of Remembrance. So before we heard the track by Penguin was a track by Fempire, and that was called Eyes of the Patriarchy off of their Fempire demos, which came out in May of this year. And they are also a band from New York. So that was a really, really cool track as well. And at the top of the set, it was a song by Anthony and the Johnsons called Another World. And a little bit more that's interesting about that band is that it's a musical group, but it presents the work of Anthony Hegarty and other collaborators, and most of their songs, I'm not sure if it's all of them, but most of them have really incredible visual pieces that go with them, so music videos or kind of like short filmy type things, and they're all really, really quite striking and well shot, just really, really pretty. So you can go check out their website if you want to look at some more of those, as well as listen to the other songs. All right, so we are going to keep going along here now and play some other things about that are on the topic of the Trans Day of Remembrance. And what I think is kind of interesting is this event has been happening since about 1996 or 1998 rather, so about 16 years. And one of the things that the website, Trans Day of Remembrance website, points out is that a lot of the violence that trans people face isn't really covered or highlighted in mainstream media. And that's one of the really important things here at CITR, is that we are making space for underrepresented voices and people who often are marginalized within the world and thus in media. So recently at CITR, we've been doing this digitization project where we are digitizing old reels from basically 1949 onward, which is very impressive. And I'm going to play right now a bit of a clip from 1997, so just the year before Trans Day of Remembrance began. And this is audio, which is Heather Kitching, who was a CITR host at the time. And she's interviewing activist Marty Pironik of PACE, which is Prostitution Alternatives Counseling Education, and they are still active in Vancouver today. And then another interviewee whose name not too sure of, but They're talking about trans rights and activism, and it's just interesting to have a little bit of a historical perspective on how long some of these conversations have been happening in places like CITR and alternative media sources. So we'll hear a little bit of that and then go to some more music.
So that was started about 6 years ago.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. I see. Okay, we've both been in recovery programs. As you might gather from Marty, she has been a street worker. I myself was doing exactly what I'm doing right now, which is talking into a microphone for about 25 years on Vancouver and other place radio stations and to some degree television. The most recent radio I did was with one of Vancouver's most well-known AM radio stations, in which I produced a talk show. We've never quite figured it out, whether it was the talk show host that couldn't handle me being in the radio station or the radio station itself that couldn't handle me being there. But at any rate, as a transgendered woman, I had to do most of my work at home, and it's been extremely difficult in the radio and television industry in Vancouver to be able to get back and work again, because it is a very homophobic, transphobic, and very much a male-dominated industry, which is what we're talking about here, not just radio, but all industries, jobs, and in all the other ways in which transgendered women and transgendered men face discrimination. And as many of you probably know, the Human Rights, the Human Rights Commission of British Columbia are meeting in Vancouver in the next week to discuss human rights for, after all these years, transgendered, transsexual people are actually going to be recognized as fellow human beings, and we might have some of the protection that communities like Seattle, San Francisco, and even Cleveland, Ohio have in terms of rights for the transgendered. Now, Marty here is going to be one of the people who's deposing, who is going to be speaking at the event that's coming up on, I believe it's September 28th at the Vancouver Public Library.
Yes, that's right. I am so happy that it's coming to town and we can say our little say that we have wanted to be talking about for so long. I was starting to think that I was some beautiful sex goddess from a Star Trek episode or something like that, or that's the way people treat us. I believe that, like for me, living transgendered for the last 20 years, when 20 years ago, there was no advocacy out there. There was no help out there, and basically, it was a do-it-yourself thing. I was 16, and the only other trannies that I knew were working the street on Davie Street, and so that's where I went. And I really believe that if the services were out there at that time, I wouldn't have had a career in prostitution. That I would have just, you know, went to college and did my thing. But there was so much shame about being a transsexual back then that you just kind of try to blend in as much as you can and make as much money as you can and do it any way you can. But anyways, on Monday, October 1st at the Public Library, there's going to be a soapbox session for anybody to get up and, talk. So it would be great for people to come down and support it.
She was the queen. She got all her drugs for free. She walked up to her daddy's door. He said, "You don't live here anymore." She wanted love, wanted love. Oh, but she just couldn't get enough. ground. Well, he lays all those young women down, and they said, darling, oh, can't you stay? But he says, baby, already on my way. They wanted love, wanted love. Oh, but they just couldn't get enough. These people and all these things, now what's the point in a wedding ring? 'Cause we might not be here when next year comes. Well, I guess you gotta watch your back and carry a gun. I threw you out where the cold wind blows. Are you in Vidalia? Was your no good mom? I just couldn't watch you stick it in your arm. You wanted love, wanted love. But I just couldn't give enough, enough. And from the boogie down to Bowling Green, I rode the night train to infinity. Well, I tempted fate and I acted smart. Oh, I grew some callous on my heart. I wanted love, wanted love. Oh, but I just couldn't give enough. Enough. Well, all these places, yeah, all these towns, now what's the point in settling down? 'Cause we might not be here when next year comes. So you better live it like you're on the run.
Thank you. Hello, you're listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm coming in halfway. My name's Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
The song you just heard is called Time by the band Manifest Electric from Austin, Texas. And they are, some of them, I think all of the members or some of the members identify as genderqueer or transgender. So they're a good resource of transgender art and people creating some good music. Also, the vocalist sounds like Tracy Chapman, I think. So it's a good comparison, I would definitely say. And before that was Lower Dens, To Die in L.A. And then before that was Small Town Heroes by Hooray for the Riff Raff. Unfortunately, the transgender person of the group is not on that track in particular, but the violinist identifies as transgender, and there are a lot of other songs with the violinist that you should definitely check out. They're a pretty fun band to listen to. So, yeah, today is Transgender Day of Remembrance, as Eleanor has said. There are a few events happening on campus and as well as in the city today. Eleanor?
Yeah, so Pride UBC and the Sexual Assault Support Center and Equity Diversity UBC have been working together to put on different events this week. And today, right now, there's actually an allyship workshop going on in the Nest, as well as an intra-trans solidarity discussion. And from 3 to 4:30 in the Hatch Art Gallery in the Nest, which is the Student Union building, there is a vigil and open mic. And so these are spaces that are open to anyone who, for the open mic, anyone who wants to perform or share thoughts on the Transgender Day of Remembrance. But they also really encourage racialized and trans feminine folks to participate. So after those events happen on campus here, members from the Pride Collective are going to go downtown together to the Vancouver Trans Day of Remembrance march and ceremony. And that is an event that is starting at the outside the Vancouver Art Gallery at around 6 p.m. And the reason that they do that is because that's where the first Trans Day of Remembrance in Canada took place in 2001, 14 years ago, and they will march down to Hastings Street Harbor Center for a vigil and a memorial as well. So yeah, all of those things will have people standing by for like support if anybody participating needs that. And there's also wheelchair and accessible washrooms as well. So you can find out more information about both of those things online. And yeah, we encourage people to go stand and be in solidarity with transgender people and just kind of keep in your mind the importance of giving attention to days like today.
And all other days, but today is a really good reminder. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of programming, I think, today that's going to be focused on Transgender Day of Remembrance and showcasing transgender artists and activists and musicians and that sort of thing. I know that the Women's Collective later this evening will be doing some of that. So it's a good day to reflect and mm-hmm. learn and consider some things. I'm currently in a feminist law and critical theory class, and I had to do a presentation willingly. When I say had, it makes it sound like I really didn't want to. Every presentation's not super awesome, but whatever. Anyways, I had to present on an article by Dean Spade, who is a transgender man who is a academic, and he gave a keynote address called Trans Law and Politics on a Neoliberal Landscape. And I won't take you through the entire article because it's academic and riddled with jargon and things, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about it because it's really an interesting argument and a really interesting article. So Dean Spade, in this article, essentially argues that administrative governance enforces and oversees the disposability of trans bodies in the current neoliberal order. That sounds really loaded, I'm realizing now that I'm saying this. But essentially the argument is that hate crimes laws and anti-discrimination law, documentation and identity verification systems, and the criminal punishment system are modes of governance that inhibit social and political progress of trans rights and the progress of trans politics. So the most striking example used in this is he talks about the war on terror and how there are much more comprehensive identity verification systems. So transgender folk that might have a different gender assignment on their birth certificate that might be different from their driver's license, for example, are put in a very, very vulnerable and dangerous position when these security systems are so intense and so regulated and so enforced that this increasing of surveillance essentially is quite detrimental to transgender folk. And I won't really get into the theory part because it's just not, this isn't the place. However, it's very interesting to think about that and just thinking about sex segregated institutions and healthcare programs. And this is in the context of the United States, so it's might be different than Canada. But I highly suggest checking out Dean Spade generally. He also has some talks and has some really interesting ways of expressing the concerns of the transgender community and what is politically inhibiting trans individuals and trans rights from actually being incorporated into administrative governance and healthcare systems and legislation, especially with hate crimes laws and anti-discrimination laws. So just things to think about. I guess coming from a privileged position, an educated position, this is I find it to be incredibly interesting and accessible, but I'm sure there are other places where you can find more information on trans rights and the story of trans individuals and the obstacles that they face on a daily basis. There's a lot of good resources, thankfully, for the internet. So Dean Spade, again, just look up that name if you're interested in this argument and looking further into it. So anyways, that's a lot of talking. Just a sec, I'm going to burp.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks. So
thanks for backing away. Really appreciate it.
So we're going to continue with some music. It's going to go from literally like one end of the spectrum to another real quick. I'm going to play a band called Told Slant from Brooklyn, New York. The singer identifies as genderqueer. Sounds like Modest Mouse, which is dope. And then right after that, we're going to get into some hip hop and like some pretty gnarly heavy stuff. Mickey Blanco, Angel Hayes, who are also people that are gender fluid and gender nonconforming folks. So, and then also another musician named Tund Olanarin. So don't be alarmed when the music goes from one to something way, way different. I guess it's just a demonstration of the variation of humans in the world, and there's no consistency and continuity. So there you go. There's my thesis to why the music is different. All right. So the song I'm going to play is called Parking Lots by Told Slant off their album Still Water.
Parking lots, watermarks, and my drunk face in the bathroom mirror makes me feel like a ghostly shape. Makes me feel like I'm twice my age. Mostly aged, partly faded, one-fifth dead. If I live to 100, and if I live to 100, then I will outlive all of my friends. But I don't want that at all. I growing up. I'll stay young for as long as I want to. You hate my voice. Makes me feel like a little boy. And you hate all the words I choose. Push me like a pressure point. Subway cars where I grew up. Sleep over.
I'm ahead of the bet. I was robbing niggas for Dolce panties, Renatina for Tito, and all them Coney Island kids. Them uptown boys cooking, push the work. But in Brownsville, nigga, yo, they box the skirt.
You bitches wanna get it, you're and get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I saw, wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, you're and get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I saw, wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
I'ma take you to the future, robots and androids. Girls named Droidika, cops on the convoys. I am a tomboy, I am the tank girl. Back to the future, fly through the space world. It's a new year and I came here to conquer. I am the new bitch, I am a problem. Just like the Clone Wars, I got my armor. Throw on my war paint, I am Tatanka. I'm the only bitch in the Bronx rocking Chanel. High top bun, French tip nail. Only fuck with niggas that was tipping the scale. Looking fresher than kale, money falling like hell. Ooh. I do things that these little boys dream of. They still messy with the Pampers, need to clean up. I come clean, they call me Noxima. No key on the track, and I'm coming with the
beam. You bitches wanna get it, you're and get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I saw, wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, you're and get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I saw, wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
Money. So lift your hands toward the sky. Lift your hands toward the sky. Oh,
it seems like yesterday that I was nothing. Then all of a sudden I'm a volcanic eruption. Then all of a sudden it's like spontaneous combustion. And I'm all up in your face yelling, you can't tell me nothing. Cause I came from the bottom, now everybody's watching. I said it was my time, now I'm everybody's blocking. And I'm just out here sprinting, I'm running right through my vision. I'm trying to outrun my past, but still trying to defeat my limits. Cause you only get one moment in this life to be great. And you give it your all, despite what it takes. And you never let them kill you, you take everything they give you and throw it right at them and tell them it doesn't build you. And no, it'll never break you, and no, it can't overtake you. Life's like a bed of roses, you take the thorns and you make do. Sometimes you have to hurt for the cause to be reached, but one day you'll be stronger than all that you beat. And you can say,
morning, goodbye, all the love that's here tonight, all the love that's here tonight. Oh, oh, oh. It's just you and I. So lift your hands toward the sky. Lift your hands toward the sky. Oh, oh, oh.
I woke up one Sunday morning, stopped believing in Jesus, stopped believing in churches, I stopped believing in preachers. I realized I was a teacher, not just one of the heathens. I'm born to destroy the fallacy, stop creating believers, start creating the leaders, tell them who they should follow. Nobody but themselves, especially if they hollow, especially when they empty and desperate search for fulfillment. You the only person alive who holds the key to your healing. So you take it and you run with it and keep going, even when your sun's hidden. Because the time we spend in darkness when the rain comes is where we often find the light soon as the pain's done. There ain't material things in the world that can change the fact that you feel alone. Despite the fact that it gets hard, you take it all and you still go. Take the sun and you still grow. Lose the light and you still glow. I've been there, I'm still here, and I know how you feel, so they can't do anything that you're about to.
This is unconventional. Only way that we can roll. And if we're running that code, I know some people who can fold. I'm talking people who do right. Use the tongue to spark the light. Plan it, aim it, push and fight it, teach it, learn it, save it. Is brighter, you're not tall, just my dad. No question to hide that. Zoom, 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 my lighter. With a balaclava, clink, 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 the battle. Making Molotov. Throw it up in the air. Mystic with this will shine just about anywhere. Only cause I care. I love you so much, you make them lights better. You make them lights hot. You make the sweat wet. Keep your body moving.
right. Cream aside, chrome finish, fresh to death. Kill the game so they can testify. Since and law keeps drunk, I keep it in the trunk of the car that I'm driving. You can buy the swag that you can, but you crash me. Ride in my lane. Like I learned to ride a bike in one day. Nothing to hide my bruise. Tears and rain in the concrete, there ain't no chillin' I refuse.